Welcome to Tech Talks with Kinsoft. This is your guide, really, for getting up to speed on the tech that matters. Today, we're doing a deep dive into something that's, well, it's gone beyond just important. It's absolutely critical for keeping your business safe. We're talking about endpoint detection and response, EDR. Think of it like upgrading from just a standard lock on your front door to, I don't know, a full-blown intelligent surveillance system for your entire digital world.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah. We're going to unpack why EDR isn't just, you know, another software package to install. It's really become a cornerstone of modern cybersecurity. We'll dig into what it can actually do, how it's such a big shift from, say, traditional defenses, and maybe some crucial things to think about to make it work effectively for you.
Right. So our mission today is basically to arm you with the essential knowledge about EDR. We want you to understand why it matters so much, some common mistakes people make when setting it up, and how these advanced integrated solutions, especially looking at leaders like Acronis, are really shaping what's next for endpoint security. You might be sitting there thinking, my antivirus is fine, but you're probably about to find out that cyber threats have evolved way, way beyond what that can handle alone. Okay, so let's unpack this properly then. EDR, we hear the acronym all the time, but for someone maybe still thinking in terms of just traditional antivirus, what is it exactly, and why is it suddenly so crucial?
Yeah, it's a really good question, and the difference is, well, it's fundamental. Your traditional antivirus, it works mostly like a bouncer with a list, right? It checks for known bad guys using signatures. If it recognizes something bad, it blocks it. End of story, usually. EDRs, it's a whole different approach. Think of it more like a proactive 24/7 digital detective agency operating inside your network. It's constantly monitoring and recording pretty much everything that happens on your endpoints.
Endpoints being?
Wait, sorry, your workstations, servers, laptops, even your mobile devices. EDR watches them all in real time.
Okay, so it's less about checking a list of known criminals and more about watching what's happening right now, spotting suspicious behavior even if it's never been seen before, like moving from reactive to, well, truly proactive.
Precisely. That's the key. EDR gives you this incredible visibility into what's actually happening on those devices. Imagine like a super detailed logbook of every program that runs, every network connection that's made, every file that gets touched. And this data, things like process executions, network connections, it isn't just stored away, it's actively analyzed. This constant logging and analysis lets security teams spot, you know, subtle anomalies, suspicious patterns before they blow up into a major incident. That's how EDR can catch those really nasty threats, like zero-day attacks, the brand new ones, or even fileless attacks that just bypass traditional AV because there's no malicious file to scan. And this proactive piece, it can slash incident response times. We're talking potentially going from days of investigation down to just hours. That's a huge win for keeping the business running.
That makes a lot of sense. Catching things before they explode.
Yeah.
That's compelling. So beyond just spotting threats early, what are the other big wins? What are the tangible benefits businesses see when they put in a solid EDR solution? It really stands out.
Well, one of the things that's often quite eye-opening for businesses is how EDR changes the game for incident response, especially around efficiency and scale. Think about the old way. You suspect a machine's infected, often you'd have to physically grab it, take it offline, start a lengthy forensic analysis. Very disruptive. EDR completely flips that. Security teams can investigate endpoints remotely, potentially hundreds or thousands at the same time, all without pulling them offline or disrupting the user. Imagine the time saved, the resources saved, especially if you're dealing with a widespread attack. Downtime is minimized dramatically.
So instead of that forensic shutdown grinding things to a halt, you're getting live intelligence without stopping workflow. That sounds like a massive productivity boost.
It absolutely is. And another big plus is just superior visibility across your whole network. By tracking all this detailed activity, user behavior, system changes, you get the power to spot those weird patterns much earlier. You know, like maybe one account starts accessing files it never touches, or data starts moving out in unusual ways. Things that could signal ransomware starting up or malware spreading sideways. It's about catching that whisper before it becomes a, you know, a full-blown crisis. And when a threat is found, EDR allows for really rapid, flexible responses. Real-time alerts pop up, and you can often trigger automated actions.
Like what kind of actions?
Things like automatically isolating a compromised machine from the rest of the network with just a click. Or killing a malicious process instantly. Stops the bleeding right away. And here's where it gets really interesting from a business perspective, too. EDR can significantly cut long-term costs. Yes, by preventing breaches, but also by making your security team way more efficient. They spend less time chasing ghosts, those false positives. Because EDR often uses AI and machine learning to get smarter about identifying real threats, it cuts down on alert fatigue. Your team can focus on genuine incidents. Plus, there's the whole compliance angle. GDPR, ATA, PCI-DSS, the ACSE requirements here in Australia. Many of these mandate continuous monitoring and detailed reporting. EDR basically provides that evidence, that audit trail, automatically, makes meeting those requirements much easier.
It really does sound indispensable, but okay, I'm guessing implementing something this powerful isn't always straightforward.
Yeah.
What are the common tripwires? What mistakes do organizations typically make when rolling out EDR? And crucially, how can our listeners avoid them?
That's a really important point because, yeah, deploying EDR isn't just like installing a simple app. It's a strategic shift. A very common mistake, probably number one, is just insufficient planning and preparation. Too many organizations jump in without really thinking through their specific needs first. You absolutely have to assess your critical assets, understand your unique threat landscape, figure out your compliance obligations before you even start looking at vendors. It's foundational. Yeah. You wouldn't build a house without blueprints, right? Same idea.
Okay, so homework first. Don't just buy the tech. Understand why you need it and what you need it to protect. Makes sense. What's next?
Well, following on from that, a surprisingly common error is lack of endpoint visibility. It sounds basic, but you have to ensure the EDR agent, that little piece of software, gets deployed on every single endpoint, every workstation, every server, laptops, mobiles. If you miss devices, you've got blind spots, huge ones. That missed laptop could be the way attackers get in, and it needs to integrate properly with your existing management tools, too.
Don't leave any digital doors or windows uncovered.
Got it. Precisely. Then there's poor configuration. Just installing the agent isn't enough. You have to configure it properly. This means tailoring the rule and detection settings based on security best practices, yes, but also for your specific environment. You need to tune the thresholds, basically adjust the sensitivity so it's not constantly flagging legitimate activity as malicious, creating those annoying false positives. But you also can't tune it down so much that it misses real attacks, the false negatives. Finding that balance is key, and it needs regular review and updating.
Right, so it's not set and forget. It needs ongoing tweaking to stay effective for your specific setup. What about the data side?
Good question. Inadequate data collection and analysis is another pitfall. You need to make sure your EDR is actually collecting the right kind of data, those process details, network flows, registry changes, etc. And you need a clear policy on how long you keep that data, your data retention policy. Most importantly, someone needs to be consistently analyzing that data, looking for those anomalies, those indicators of compromise that signal trouble. The data is useless if no one looks at it. Mistake number five, lack of integration. EDR works best when it's part of a bigger picture. It should ideally feed data into and maybe receive data from your other security tools, things like your SIEM system, which correlates logs from everywhere, or your network's intrusion detection systems. That integration gives you a much more holistic view of what's going on, creates real synergy. And I guess the people actually using this system are pretty critical too. You could have the fanciest EDR, but if the team doesn't know how to use it.
You absolutely nailed it. Inadequate staff training is a huge one. Your security team needs proper and, frankly, ongoing training, not just on the tool itself, but on how to analyze the alerts it generates, how to conduct investigations, how to respond effectively. Threats change constantly. The tech evolves. Training has to keep pace. And finally, maybe the biggest mistake of all, failure to regularly monitor and respond. Like you said, EDR is not set and forget. You absolutely need dedicated people, whether it's an internal team or maybe an outsourced service, actively watching the console, reviewing alerts, and investigating anything suspicious and responding quickly. Having a clear, practiced incident response plan is just non-negotiable today. You need to know what to do when, inevitably, an alert comes in.
That's a really thorough list of things to watch out for. Sounds like getting EDR right involves process and people just as much as the technology itself. But the payoff seems immense. So looking ahead, cyber threats aren't getting any simpler. How is EDR technology itself evolving? And what are we seeing in terms of cutting-edge solutions, particularly these integrated approaches like what Acronis is doing?
Yeah, the EDR space is evolving incredibly fast. It's really dynamic. we're seeing a major trend, especially for small and medium businesses, moving away from basic antivirus towards these more sophisticated EDR tools. These newer EDRs heavily incorporate things like machine learning, deep behavioral analysis. They're getting much smarter. Cloud-native platforms are also becoming the norm, which helps with scalability and management. And a huge shift is towards managed detection and response, or MDR.
MDR, explain that a bit more.
Sure. MDR is essentially where you outsource the monitoring and response aspect. You get expert security analysts, often working 24/7 in a security operations center, or SOC, managing your EDR, investigating alerts, and even handling remediation. It takes a massive burden off internal IT teams who might not have the specialized skills or the round-the-clock bandwidth.
Okay, so bringing in the cavalry, basically, to handle the day-to-day security operations. Makes sense for a lot of businesses.
Exactly. And this is really where integrated platforms like Acronis are showing their strength. Acronis Endpoint Detection and Response, their EDR solution, it's AI-guided, so it learns and adapts. It's designed for really fast, often single-click response and even recovery. It actually achieved a 100% detection rate in the SE Labs Enterprise Advanced Security Testing, which is pretty impressive, speaks volumes about its effectiveness. But here's the really clever part, I think. Acronis EDR isn't just about detection. It bundles in other critical capabilities. Things like really robust anti-ransomware protection that includes automatic rollback. So if ransomware does somehow get through and encrypt files, it can often revert them back to their clean state automatically. Plus, it includes vulnerability assessment tools, device control features, patch management assistance, even the ability to do full system restores or re-imaging. It's much more holistic. And what's particularly interesting is how Acronis maps all this to the well-respected NIST cybersecurity framework. That framework covers identify, protect, detect, respond, and recover. Acronis's platform aims to provide capabilities across all those phases, not just detection and response. So it helps with identifying vulnerabilities, protecting through patching and backups, detecting threats with EDR, responding rapidly, and crucially, recovering quickly using those integrated backups, is building towards this idea of cyber resilience.
That idea of hitting all phases of the NIST framework is powerful. It's not just point solutions anymore. So how does Acronis MDR fit into that integrated strategy, especially for partners like Kinsoft?
Right. So Acronis Managed Detection and Response, the MDR service, is specifically built for managed service providers, MSPs, like Kinsoft. It essentially gives those MSPs the power to offer their clients a top-tier 247 outsourced SOC service built on the Acronis platform. This provides continuous monitoring, rapid threat containment, and importantly, remediation and recovery actions, often leveraging the built-in backup and disaster recovery features of the Acronis CyberProtect Cloud platform.
Right.
For the MSP, it means really easy setup, often just a click to enable the service for a client, and they get prioritized threat alerts and insights all within that single Acronis management console they already use.
That sounds incredibly streamlined. Managed security, backup, DR, and now advanced MDR, all in one place for their clients.
That's exactly the goal, efficiency and integration. Acronis MDR comes in different tiers, standard and advanced, so MSPs can offer the right level of service for each client's needs and budget. But perhaps the biggest benefit, the real kicker, of having MDR layered on top of an already integrated platform like Acronis CyberProtect Cloud, it's the potential TCO savings. Acronis estimates you could see up to a 60% improvement in total cost of ownership by consolidating cybersecurity, data protection, and endpoint management into that one solution, managed through one pane of glass. That unity delivers unmatched business resilience because when something bad happens, the recovery piece, the data protection, is already built in and integrated. It's not just about stopping the attack. It's about getting the business back up and running fast using those secure backups.
Okay, so let's try and tie this all together for everyone listening. What we've really learned today is that EDR, it's a massive leap beyond traditional antivirus, right? It gives you that real-time visibility, the ability to respond incredibly quickly, and crucially, a proactive defense against threats that are just getting smarter all the time. And when you look at these integrated solutions like Acronis EDR combined with Acronis MDR running on their CyberProtect Cloud platform, well, businesses can get really comprehensive protection, ease their operational load significantly, and potentially save a lot of money too.
Absolutely. Look, the reality is cyber threats are constantly advancing. Remote work has blown up the traditional network perimeter. Relying on outdated security tools just isn't viable anymore. It's actually quite risky. Moving to modern EDR, and ideally an integrated platform approach, isn't just about buying better security tech. It's fundamentally about ensuring your business can continue to operate, that you meet your compliance duties, and frankly, that you stay competitive in today's digital world. It's about building genuine cyber resilience, the ability not just to block attacks, but to anticipate them, withstand them, and recover rapidly when they do occur.
We've certainly covered a lot of ground today on securing those digital frontiers. If this deep dive has got you thinking, or if you want to discuss your own specific security situation and IT needs in more detail, you can find more information and talk directly to the experts over at Kinsoft. Just visit their website, www.kinsoft.com.au. That's www.kinsoft.com.au. We really hope this discussion has given you a clearer, more strategic view on how to protect your business effectively. Until our next Tech Talk, stay cyber safe out there.